One of the things that God has done for us here is he's either raised up or sent people to us that really impact our community. People of influence. People who God has raised up for such a time as this. Abby, for such a time as this. Emma, for such a time as this. Rose, you hold a very amazing job. People don't know what you do for such a time as this. And God is raising our children. I'll tell you why you need to bring your children to this church. It's because children excel in this church and they grow. And people come to us and they have all kinds of challenges, and you know what? God raises them up. Because that's what he's doing. He's raising up an army of people. He's raising up an army of people. Can you say that? An army of people. He's raising them up. If you're a parent here, your children are going to be blessed here. You need to bring them. You need to bring them into the Word of God. You need to get them in the worship sessions. You need to teach them how to worship. You need to send them to our wonderful Sunday school with our wonderful teachers that work really hard, that prepare a long time to do a lesson for the children, and they need more people to help. We're going to talk today about, for 10 minutes, if I can, about a remarkable lady. A lady who lived in a man's world. Do you remember that song? It's a man's world. Do you remember that song? And ladies hate it, don't you? Hang on, what about us? In the Old Testament, it was a man's world. In the Old Testament, it's okay, it's fine. In the Old Testament, it was a man's world. There were very few women allowed to do anything. There were very few women raised up to leadership. Ladies were not seen as important. They had a specific role, and that was to bear children for the man. But one lady we read in the Old Testament is a lady called Deborah. What an amazing lady, a lady that modelled so much, was able to do so much in a man's world. She influenced the whole nation, one lady. A nation that was under oppression for 20 years or so. They'd been under oppression, and the men hadn't stepped up. There were powerful men in Israel, but not one of them decided to step up to the plate. We'll just look after ourselves. We'll look after our own family. We'll just get by. But this lady, she is full of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God comes upon her. She's a prophetess. And she's so influential in her nation that people travel from all over the nation to come and find her. And it says that she sorted out their problems for them. They came with their problems. They came with their difficulties. They came with complaints. They came with people falling out with each other. And they'd come to this lady who was full of the Spirit of God, that was wise, and she would sort out their problems. A bit like you moms, isn't it? When your kids come to you, I've got a problem. They still come, don't they? Is that right, moms? They still turn up at the door. Got a bit of a problem here. Can you help me? Good old moms. I know some of you hadn't had good moms. But generally, no. Well done, moms. And this lady is not just a lady of influence. Let's just read about her. Deborah was a prophetess. The wife of Lapidoth was leading Israel at the time. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites came to her to have their disputes decided. She sent for Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go take with you 10,000 men and lead the way to Mount Tabor." Let's leave it there. Actually, that's not. I will lure Sisera, which was the king at that time, of the enemy of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops in the Kishon River, and give him into your hands. Barak said to her, let's read that together. If you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go. Wow, he's a real man of power, isn't he? Bless you. If you go with me, I'll go. But if you don't, I can't go. Mighty army of the commander of the army. We don't know much about this lady. The Bible account is very, very short. But he had so much respect for her, he wanted to have her by his side. You know, men, if we're honest, we want our wives by our side, don't we? If you're a husband here, do you agree with me? Yeah, speak out. You want your wife to be by your side. You want the woman to be with you. This man really wanted this prophetess to be with her, with him. But she had more than influence. She had respect. She had more than influence. She had the word, can you say it? Respect. We can look at that word in a minute to help us understand to be stronger, better together in this. Do you know what title she was given in the whole of Israel? Does anybody know? Shout it out. The Mother of Israel. She was called the Mother of Israel. That is the best, highest title she could have. Because they had not, she had not just respect, influence, but she had respect. And I want to learn something from this lady. I want to learn from some of the things that she did. And I want to take the word respect, say the word respect. And we're going to take each letter of that very quickly as we, and I will go through quick to help us understand how we can be stronger, better together. First of all, respect yourself. Can you say that? Respect yourself and respect others. R, respect yourself and respect others. You've got to respect yourself first if you want other people to respect you. You've got to respect how you behave, what you do with your life, how you treat yourself. And sometimes you can't treat others with respect if you can't respect yourself. God has called you as a child of God to know his name, to know who you are, to walk in it and to live it and to respect yourself. Some people have said to me, I don't even respect myself because of what I've done. Then stop what you're doing and go in a different direction and start looking after yourself and respect yourself and respect others. This is exactly what Deborah did with Barak. Even though he seemed a bit of a weakling, she still said, God has called you to do this. And she enabled him to do the role. Does that make sense? She enabled him to do the role. And she respected herself. She respected others. And if you and I want to be stronger together, stronger, better together, if we want to win the respect of others, and I want the respect of others in this town. Do you? I do want it. I want people to go, oh, that's a waste. Oh, really respect what they're doing. Then let's start with us. Start with respect ourselves. I'll share a little bit in communion, a little bit more about that when we do communion, when we do family communion. And let's demonstrate a healthy respect for others. Now, there are people that we will meet that perhaps don't deserve respect, but that doesn't mean that we don't give them respect. Does that make sense? They might behave inappropriately. They might behave in ways we don't like it, but we still go and we respect them. There's some people that I've worked with in the council. I don't particularly like what they do, but they hold a role and I respect the role and I do that. Some people don't believe that they should respect the king or the queen, but I respect the role. I'd say I do respect the queen. And, well, she's with Jesus now. Do you know what I'm saying? This church needs to demonstrate a healthy respect for ourselves and for others. E, the second letter of respect. Exceed the expectations of others. Exceed the expectations of others. What I say here is that's under promise and over deliver. Does that make sense? That's not over promise, say we'll do things for people and then don't do it. If somebody asks you to do it, think about it before you open your mouth and say, actually, I can do this, but I'll under promise and I'll do more. Does that make sense? This is what Deborah was like. She was a prophetess. What did she do more? She brought peace to the nation for 20 years. She over-delivered, under-promised. People thought, this is just a woman. What can a woman do in our nation? What can Emma Marshall do in Greenlands as a councillor? A lot. What can Rose do in her role? An awful lot. What can Abby, what can you do as the registrar? Oh, you can do a lot. God is raising us up and calling us to exceed expectations of others. I want to say to you, we need to go the extra mile in this church, not just do the bare minimum. Do you know what I mean? Do you understand? Talk back to me. Some people get away with the bare minimum. I'm studying for my exams, I'll just do the bare minimum. Or if I'm helping somebody, I'll just do the bare minimum. No, we need to go the extra mile. If we're going to gain the respect in this town, we've got to go the extra mile. If we see a problem, we've got to go and help. We've got to get off our backsides. Can I use that word in church? And do something. And we're going to exceed expectations of others. We need to stand firm, R-E-S. Stand firm with our convictions. Deborah believed that God had called this man to save this nation. And it took a woman to kill Sisera, put a stake through his head. Don't argue with the ladies, especially if she's got a stake in her hand. Unless it's a sirloin steak, of course, and that's lovely. She believed God had called her to do this. This church, if we're going to be stronger, better together, we've got to stand firm to our convictions. No, this is what we believe. This is what we believe. We believe the word of God. We believe that this is the truth. We're convicted so much that we'd die for this as well as live for it. And sometimes people go to us, you don't really believe that. Well, actually, yes, I do. You may choose to believe something different, but as for me, I believe what the word of God says. If we're going to be stronger, better together, we've got to, with our convictions, we need to stand firm with our convictions, what we believe. P, possess security. The land, it was 40 years, not 20 years. And you know, the thing is with this lady, if it wasn't for her, it wouldn't have happened. But she didn't take all the credit. It says what she did was, all those who willingly sacrificed themselves to serve her, all those who willingly came to fight, she gave them the credit. We've got a beautiful church, haven't we? Do you know where the credit goes apart from God? You guys. We did it together. And we give people credit for where credit's due. We thank people for what they've done. We honour them for the sacrifices that they make. We put ourselves out to say, do you know what? Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you so much for serving. It's so important that we give credit where credit is due. E, experience personal success. Now, Deborah had already experienced success as a prophetess before she asked the people to fight. They already knew of her influence. This church has influence in this town. People ask us to do things. We could call ourselves a successful church in some ways, and I think we are. And we've experienced some great success. But we don't stop here. There's greater things yet to come in this city and in this church. Do you believe it? There's greater successes. There's bigger battles that we're going to face that we're going to win. Amen? Do you believe that? There's battles that we're going to have to fight that will be outnumbered physically, but spiritually, with me and God, they're completely outnumbered themselves. And we're going to win better battles. But we've experienced some success, and we are going to enjoy that, and we're going to see some greater success. Contribute to the success of others. See. When they were called to fight, Deborah gave three things. A commander of the army, 10,000 men, and the word of God. She gave them the resources that they needed to win. We're going to give you the resources so you can win. Okay? We're going to help you with all that you need and all that we need. Pastor Manuel and the elders are going to give you the resources you need to win. And we will win. Do you believe that? Do you want to be on the winning side? If you don't want to be, this isn't the right place for you, because we're going to win. Jesus wins the battle. There is some battles that we have to fight, but at the end of the day, Jesus wins, and we're going to win. Do you believe that? Think ahead of others. Nehemiah, we talked about Nehemiah planning on my last point. You're going to go, amen. Deborah thought, how are we going to win this battle? And she thought ahead. She told him when to engage in the battle. And the result was an overwhelming victory. She earned their respect. They didn't follow her because of a title. They followed her because of who she was, and they respected her. We, elders, are praying into the next part of our vision and our strategy and where we're going. We have a plan. There is something that we're going to ask you in the next months to be part of. Where we change, where we morph, where we become different in some areas. If we're going to be a stronger, better together, there must be a desire to invest in others and to gain respect. That's why I'm doing the Strengthen video teaching. Some of you, how many of you are on the Strengthen? Could you just stand? Just stand up in the room if you're on the Strengthen teaching. Just stand up. So there's a whole bunch of guys here, and there's some that aren't here today that are part of that Bible studies, that we're strengthening people for the days ahead. Guys, the teaching that I'm bringing you, there is a reason. Do you understand that? There is something that God is investing in you for the future of this church, and you must not waste it. You must use it now. Thank you. Please take your seats. If we model a life of integrity, then people will follow. So one of the things I'm going to unashamedly ask you in the months to come is to dedicate the remainder of your life, however long that is, to build the kingdom of God. To be kingdom builders. Not to build Oasis Empire or the Oasis Church, to build the kingdom of God. I'm going to unashamedly ask you today, when we take communion, for you to respond and for you to say, I am going to dedicate the rest of my life on this earth to build the kingdom of God, because that's what we need. It is a battle that we're entering. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Our own reputation, even though we want respect, does not matter. I actually don't care what people think about me. My wife will tell you that. I don't care. Because his reputation is more important than my reputation. Does that make sense? Are you still with me? Yeah. His reputation is more important than my reputation. And what people think about him is more important than what people think about me. And I want us as a church to grasp that in our spirit. Just like Deborah. Didn't worry about a reputation. Ladies, would you stand in the room? That's every lady. From the age of, let's say, 12 and up, you can be a lady. You're promoted if you're not already. Ladies, this was a scripture given to Joshua by God. The words were to Joshua, be strong and courageous. He says that once. And then two more times he says, be strong and very courageous. The word of God to you today is, ladies, whether you're a mother or not, be strong and very courageous. It's time to be strong and to be courageous, not to be fearful or afraid. It's time to stand tall, to know who you are in God, to respect yourself. And what I mean by that is you are not a doormat for anybody at all. You are not less than a man. You are of equal worth in God's sight. And some people have left us because I've had a female minister in this church. And that's their choice. They can make that choice. But let me tell you, you are no less worth than any man or the elders in this church. You are of ultimate value and ultimate worth. Do you believe that? Believe it and respect yourself with that. Because when God calls you, he empowers you for everything that you need. Children, I'd like you to help me now. I want you to help me because we're going to go and pray for all the ladies. So who wants to be a brave child today? Okay, so I want you to just go and put your hand on the hand of a lady and go, God bless them. I want you to move around the room now. Go round to all the ladies. Lads, get up. Guys, get up. Come on. Children, get up. Touch the ladies' hands and say, God bless them in the name of Jesus. Keep walking. Go to one and then go to another. Pass the blessing on. Be blessed, ladies. Come on, children. Keep walking around to all the other ladies. Plenty of room, plenty of space. Servers, could you come forward when you're ready, if you're a man? Any ladies not been blessed today? Put your hand up. So there's some ladies over here, look. Bless them. Any ladies not been blessed yet? Over here, look over here. Holly. Holly needs a double blessing. Ladies, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. After communion, we have a gift. Don't run off. We want to give you a gift. Please take your seats for a minute.